And so on to the topic of stakeholders, which we looked at in the sense of kind of partnerships between different organisations involved in the delivery, production, planning, and so on of events. And different partnerships involving different means of communication, etc. So there's a couple of definitions there in slide 11 as to, ways in which we might seek to get a handle on the exactly what a stakeholder may be. And I think that the definitions tend to give us quite a nice broad definition, but it's one that demonstrates that it goes beyond mere shareholders to other groups that are affected by or have an impact on the event in question. So slide 12, as you can see, coming from Larson there, it's a relatively straightforward list, but it does give us some categories. It gives us some handles, gives us some areas to work with, in the sense that it could be industry bodies, it could be public authorities. So to some extent, this is a list built around what these different stakeholders might call themselves, where they might put themselves in categories and say, this is the kind of organisation or individual that that we are. Moving on into slide 13 and 14, and we've got a couple of examples taken from the European Capital of Culture. Firstly, Liverpool, and then Stavanger in Norway. And in both examples there, we've got a reflection of the need, as it was understood by these two cities, to work with different stakeholders. In Liverpool, for example, specific groups for cultural diversity stakeholders, regeneration-based stakeholders, and those sorts of things. Recognizing that in order to meet some of their objectives for the Capital of Culture scheme, they were going to have to work with other groups, with other organizations, those who already were doing work in this area. And you can see at the bottom of those four bullet points in slide 13, they actually take some time to think about communications. How are the partly to do with the marketing of the bid, but I think that that does then lead us on to, well, how do these different groups communicate with each other? How do these stakeholders kind of work alongside one another? What does the festival organisation need to do in order to keep everybody on board? In Veel's model, we have consult stakeholders, but exactly how do you do that? Is it through, email or press releases or face-to-face? Or consultation groups? Do you listen to lobbying firms? That sort of thing. So exactly kind of what methods are available. Now, I guess the climax to our stakeholder discussion was Goetz's diagram. So rather than putting kind of labels on some of these stakeholders, as Larson did above, we are a local authority, we are whatever. Goetz's approach, to some extent, is to say, well, what function do these stakeholders provide? Are they regulators? Are they suppliers? Facilitators? Exactly what does facilitation mean? Something we had a look at later on when it came to agencies. We also have this new category, the audience and the impacted, those wider groups within society that maybe, event producers are not in the habit of recognizing as being kind of shareholders, but they are certainly affected by the event. And speaking of those event producers, Goetz's model also suggests that there are internal stakeholders. Perhaps more so in events than many other industries, because so many people are on short-term contracts. So, you have to build those partnerships, sustain them over a period of time, particularly if your events are cyclical and you want to bring them back in future runnings of the event. Next up, different policy domains in the next podcast.